Well, as you wish, he said. But if you're not back in 2 hours, then I'll send out a search for you. We agreed and made our way alone towards Jaffa Gate. The streets were at an unrest, but we reached our destination unscathed. After all, not everyone knew that we were working indirectly for the Ottoman authorities. Certainly, most of the locals thought that we were harmless pilgrims from Europe. At our destination, we were invited to a small salon furnished according to English tradition. The British emissary from Damascus was already waiting for us. "Finally, there you are, gentlemen," he said, and approached us. "You must be the famous detective Shylock Holmes, and you must be Dr. John Watson. Very pleased." "Sherlock," my friend corrected. "And with whom do we have the honour?" The elderly gentleman took a seat in his wing chair again. Next to him at the side table stood an already half-emptied bottle of brandy in a glass. "My name is Thomas Lawrence," he claimed. "I actually came to Syria for research purposes, together with my sons. We are interested in Damascus architecture. Before I left England, your brother, Mr. Mycroft Holmes, asked me to deliver a message to you personally. Of course, I am happy to comply with this request." "And what is this message?" asked Holmes. "No, no," Lawrence replied, "not an oral message. He gave me a letter for you." With these words, he pulled out an envelope that he presented to Holmes. It was sealed and apparently—